Hello, on this edition of Thompson Today, I'm speaking with Bonnie Bishop, master's student at Memorial University. She just spent her second summer here in Thompson to complete phase two of the wolf perception study. She's joining us by phone from Newfoundland. First, to refresh people's minds, can you tell us what is the purpose of the research you're doing in Thompson?
So before this project, there was no solid knowledge of whether or not public support exists for the Spirit Way Inc. project to place Brand Thompson as wolf capital of the world. So the purpose of this research is to better understand public attitudes toward wolves and toward Thompson becoming the wolf capital of the world. And the research that I'm doing, it is going to fill a knowledge gap, and it'll be included in consideration of issues surrounding wolves, wolf management, and the economic nature of Thompson as the wolf capital of the world. So the results we get will help guide further educational efforts and decisions regarding the future of Thompson, as well as identify where potential differences or conflicts may lie and address those issues.
Great. And this was your second summer doing research in Thompson. Tell us, what was the difference between what you focused on last year, which was phase one, and this year, which was known as phase two?
Phase one of the research was focused on local resident attitudes, and phase two of the research was focused on visitor attitudes and local youth attitudes. The questionnaire for all three of the group of people had the same questions, so that's going to allow us to make comparisons among them.
Okay, and so the focus this time, as you said, was visitors and youth respondents. Tell us how you attempted to focus on these groups.
So last year, when our focus was on the resident attitudes, I did a drop-off pickup method. And this summer, I looked for visitors in numerous hotspots, so places like the train station around the city, and I approached people to participate in this study. I also had several hotel managers participating, so they distributed questionnaires to their guests. The youth questionnaire is going to actually be administered in the high school within the first few weeks of September, and that's just going to be a quick handout passback method, and then they're going to mail me the completed surveys. So we hope to include the data from all three of these groups in the Wildlife Society conference that's taking place in Winnipeg in October this year.
Oh, great. So we'll be able to kind of present it to some people in the Wildlife Society, I guess. Now, I'm sure you, as you said, you still have to do the youth part of it, but and I'm sure you're still gathering your findings. But are there any things you've already noticed or some results you could share with us now?
Yeah. So while there hasn't really been a full report completed on the visitor analysis yet, I can definitely give you some results and some comparisons to the report that was completed last year with the resident attitude. So first thing, lots of the visitors that participated in the study were in Thompson for work, and most of them were first-time visitors to the city. We found that 77% of visitors like wolves. So thinking about all of the negativity surrounding the wolf in many places around the world, it's really nice to see this result. Last year, we found that 50% of residents believe that Thompson should be the wolf capital of the world. And we found that this year, 63% of visitors didn't even know about plans to promote Thompson as wolf capital of the world. So some disagreed based on first impressions, but the majority of visitors were neutral about Thompson being the wolf capital of the world. And we found that visitors are less likely to donate money to support the wolf capital initiative, but more likely to participate in wolf-related activities. Many of the comments I heard from visitors, they said things like, there needs to be more information out there, where it's happening, how it's happening, by who it's happening. And another common statement from visitors was that it was too expensive or too inconvenient to stop into Thompson, more specifically when traveling to Churchill by train. So more analysis from phase two will be included in an official report in the near future.
Okay, and is there a date on the finalized report yet, or will that be before the October Wildlife Society conference?
Yeah, so a finalized report should be available within the next month, and anyone can get the report by emailing me at thompsonwolfsurvey@gmail.com or by emailing spiritway@thompsonspiritway@gmail.com. And in the meantime, if anyone has questions or concerns, they can email me anytime.
Okay, because it's definitely really interesting, and I'm sure many residents would be interested to know what the results are. Where does the wolf perception study go from here? Will you be back in Thompson next summer?
So right now, we're working on more extensive data analysis, and we hope to publish in academic journals. And we're going to be presenting at the Wildlife Society Conference in Winnipeg in October and the Pathways Human Dimensions Conference in Kenya in January. So this is going to create a knowledge mobilization for the city of Thompson and for the Wolf Capital of the World initiative. So we kind of hope to bring awareness to a community that has a lot of potential, not only for tourism initiatives, but for research opportunities as well. The next step after that is hopefully finishing my master's thesis on time. And as for returning to Thompson next summer, it's something to be discussed. We're not really sure yet whether or not we're going to collect more data for the project in a specific time frame, but with any new developments, we'll keep you updated.
Okay, great. Those are all my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to add or something I might be missing?
There's nothing that I want to add, but I do just want to repeat my email, thompsonwolfsurvey@gmail.com, for anyone that wants to contact me with any questions. I do have some raw data for the visitors, and I still have the report for the residents, so email me anytime.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Bonnie.
Thank you very much.
For this edition of Thompson Today for 102.9 CHTM, I'm Monica Gould.